Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Friday, 7 minutes after 8. This is Open Phone Friday, 715-845-2155. You are the producer. You get to decide what we're going to talk about today. I've got a couple ideas on tap, you know, just in case you don't feel like doing anything on a Friday morning. You're like, I don't want to do his job, make him do it himself. Okay. 715-845-2155. Something we haven't discussed in full, something that you would like us to bring up. You want to yell at Tom for that ridiculous commentary he put together today? That is wonderful. That's fine. No problem at all. 715-845-2155. So if you are in the process of doing your job, you've got customer service situations, you know, where you are representing your company. Let's the first thing, of course, that comes to my mind is, you know, like a fast food joint. If you're not courteous to the customer, if you are rude to the customer, if you make the customer uncomfortable, and oh my goodness gracious, should you touch the customer inappropriately, you get fired. Maybe even face some kind of criminal charges if you get a little too touchy-feely. Right?
Unless it's part of your job description.
Unless you're a member of the TSA. That's where we're going. We're going to talk about that next. But let's turn the show over to Carol. Carol, thanks for calling. What are we doing today? What you make the call, boss. What are we doing?
Good morning, Seth. I was just wondering, I want to make a complaint.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me get the complaint machine on.
He started this last week, opening up the phones to complaints.
Are we doing more of the airing of the grievances?
Oh, boy, okay.
All right, Carol, I got the complaint machine ready to go.
No, I was just wondering, you know, when Tom does his sports thing?
Yeah.
Could you change it instead of that?
Oh, the introduction, the music?
That bugs me. It's hut hut or whatever they do for the.
Well, it's football. They're getting ready to snap the ball.
Yeah, but
you don't
I mean,
like that.
Sports is baseball. They don't say fall for baseball.
Well, what does the umpire say when it gets a strike or a ball? You can't understand what the ump says when he calls it, Dan. Can you? It's yeah, and then it's I don't understand what the heck he's saying.
But I don't think it's hut hut hut.
Couldn't it, okay? So okay. You want to. That's it? That's the only thing you want us to change?
That's the only thing, yeah.
You don't want me to flog Tom? You don't want...
No, man, if that's the biggest problem we've got, we're golden, man. We're in clover.
But I do love your program. You guys are just the tops.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate the call in.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tom, get on that.
Okay.
No more hut-hut.
We've had complaints that the music is too loud before, but I thought we took care of that.
The sound levels do vary on your productions, I'm just saying. All right, so here we go. Democrat from Virginia by the name of Jerry Connolly, Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat from Virginia. He's planning to introduce a bill into Congress that would require TSA agents to be more polite to you. Quote, there's no excuse for someone barking orders continuously at the public at any airport in America who's an employee or a contractor for the federal government. I'd lose my job if I treated the public that way, and rightfully so. I mean, he's a Democrat, and yet he thinks he's not treating. Anyway, his plan isn't just to make things less rude at security. He says a recent study found people were more willing to cooperate with TSA agents when they were polite.
Maybe they get annoyed, though, day after day after people trying to bring illegal stuff on the plane and people not following directions?
Stupidity is extremely aggravating, Tom.
Don't even start with me. I'm not going to feed the trolls today, and that includes you.
It's not exactly clear how the bill would regulate politeness. So, I mean, would it, like, ban yelling? Would it make the TSA agents say please and thank you? There's no word on when he might actually introduce the bill. Representative Connolly, first of all, let me compliment you, brother. I understand what you're trying to do. The rudeness and the arrogance of the TSA workers is annoying. It's ridiculous. It is uncalled for. It is a lot of these guys and ladies get a big head. They start abusing their power. They actually think they're law enforcement officers. They are not. But Mr. Connolly, may I make a suggestion? How about we introduce legislation that says you don't do your job the right way, we fire you? Huh? I'm just saying, you know, because if you're a customer service worker at a fast food joint or retail outlet and you treat your customers the way they treat us, you get fired. Fired. Fire the TSA agents. Put them on the curb. And instead, why don't you start offering the TSA agent jobs to returning veterans? These are individuals who are trained. These are individuals who are deserving of a good job.
After the adrenaline rush of serving in the military, would be being a TSA agent be...
Oh, I'm not saying every one of them would want it, but I'm saying we have a problem with veterans coming back not able to get a job. And
so you want the Congress or the president to go all Reagan on them like he did with the air traffic controllers back in the day?
I believe that there should be the manager in charge at each airport of their own TSA agents. You observe this guy being obnoxious, this woman being rude. You walk up to him, say, "You are relieved of your duty. Give me all your identification, your badge. You are gone. Goodbye." No issue, no comment, no, "Oh, my union has to get involved." Bite me. You're gone. See ya. All right, let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're next. Boss, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the TSA thing.
Yes, sir.
You hit it right on the point there, Seth. There are people that are dying for jobs right now.
Yes.
If you can't do your job and you don't like doing your job, you have a choice to leave.
Yeah. Go do something else.
It is exactly that. People are more susceptible to listening to people that are calm, polite. I'll listen to somebody all day long if they're polite.
Mm-hmm.
You start barking orders at me and you start screaming at me, I'm going to look right at you and go, "Really?"
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, the union thing. You know what? You can't do your job. You don't leave.
Yeah. Just
there's
goodbye.
Other jobs out there.
Yeah, precisely. Absolutely. And I'll have to say this. Thank you, Jeremy, for calling in. I'll tell you this. The customer service up here in this part of the country is so much different from where I'm from. There have been so many times I pulled up through a drive-thru, placed my order, and the thanks, welcome to so-and-so, not, hey, there was no friendliness, there was no, you know, there was nothing warm and friendly like, "Hey, we actually appreciate you coming and spending money here." It was more like, "Ugh, what? What do you want? You know, I'm trying to smoke a cigarette here over the fry machine." Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Tony.
Hey, Tony. What are we talking about?
Hey, let's talk about them cell phones, huh?
Okay, let's talk about the cell phone. You're talking about the proposed ban of cell phone use while driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's an issue.
All right.
First off, we have laws on the books for inattentive driving, which would cover that.
I believe so.
So why do we got to make another law? We're going to be a communist state pretty quick. The thing is, I see people with hamburgers, sauce dripping on them, grabbing down French fries.
Right.
I mean, there is not just one issue. There are so many others, too.
You've been following me while I drive.
And why just pick on one thing? And here's another thing. If it's cell phones, then they should ban it for everybody. I see police officers constantly on their phone.
You know what,
down,
buddy?
Personal phone, and I've seen them laugh and joke and stuff.
Okay, you are 100% correct. I have seen officers all across this country driving down the road, looking at their laptop that's mounted on the console. I have seen that. I have also seen the cell phone bit. I've seen eating. Yes, sir. I completely agree.
And here's the thing: they should lead by example, but they don't. And if they want this to be banned and they want to enforce it, all these police chiefs, none of them are doing it by example.
Well, I don't know if I can say none, but I will agree with you that if that ordinance passes, A, we don't need it. You're right. We have ordinances against inattentive driving and not paying attention. So it seems redundant. And B, if it applies to us, it applies to them too. Thank you very, very much for calling in. All right, 715-845-2155 is the phone number. We are talking about whatever it is that's on your mind, And I also have some ideas, too. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming right back.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. Phones are open. Ken, you are up next for directing the show. Ken, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
I'd like to comment on the cell phone use.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I agree with what the previous caller said, you know, lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I believe it was a couple years ago, federal DOT passed that anybody who holds a commercial driver's license cannot use a cell phone without a hands-free device.
Okay.
And personally, I feel kind of like what that guy said, you know, if you're going to have one person do it, might as well get everybody else on board.
Right, right. I mean, I can understand their concern. You know, the big rigs are very heavy, take a lot more attention to drive, et cetera. That's the perception anyway. But, yeah, if the truckers have got to do it, automobile drivers should be required as well. Yeah, if you're going to put out the law, it should be equal to everybody.
Correct. Especially, like, I work road construction, so you wouldn't believe the amount of times that I've about gotten hit, or fellow drivers, or even the road crew themselves have about gotten hit. Some people on the phone texting, talking, trying to dial a phone number.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple days ago, that there was a proposal to put fines in place or restrict cell phone use in construction zones. But the fine was $20. That's not prohibiting the problem. That is a minor inconvenience for some people. That's not going to change behavior. Now you have a fine of a couple hundred dollars and somebody gets popped for that. That is going to make them think before they open up and start using their cell phone the next time they go through a construction zone.
Exactly. And that's like anybody with a CDL. If you get caught on your phone, the fine's anywhere between $100, I've heard as high as $600-$700 for being caught on the phone.
Now,
CDL.
Okay, now you're a trucker, right?
Yep.
Okay, now let's say you're not in your rig. You are now in your personal vehicle, your personal car. And the ordinance is out there, do not use your cell phone at any time on any of the roads in Wisconsin. Are you going to adhere to that?
Yes.
You will?
Yep.
You're a better man than I am, Ken. I appreciate you calling in, brother. I will not. Now, I will say this. I do have hands-free in our other car. The one that I've got, there's nothing hands-free about it.
You will not, even if the fine is very stiff?
If the fine is very stiff, then yeah, that's gonna motivate me. But the fine is $10, $15. No, I'm not doing it. I use my phone for a lot of business. I am one of these that are stubborn and feel that I have the driving ability to drive and pay attention, not block traffic, and be able to have brief conversations while driving. And I can hear you already. You're a hypocrite. You should obey the law. Yeah, I've never said I was perfect. Never. I am honest about my foibles. And using a cell phone while driving is one of those things. No, I disagree that I shouldn't be allowed to do it. I also don't like wearing my seatbelt. So there. I've said it. Proud of myself. All right, Aaron, is that who's line for? Aaron? All right, Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
All right, buddy, what can we do for you?
I'm also a commercial driver, and I'm going down the road right now in the truck while I'm talking to you. But here's what I'm going to tell you is when you complain about that $20 fine, you have no idea. Have you gotten a ticket in Wisconsin recently?
No, I've never been ticketed in Wisconsin. No, okay. In other states.
Here's the dirty little secret. By the time you're done with the assessments and the court costs, even if you pay that ticket on the spot, you pay the court costs, there's an assessment for the highway fund, there's another assessment which they send out in donations to all kinds of charities that you don't like or agree with. And by the time you get done, that $20 fine is going to cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of $250.
So there are additional fees and stuff that's tacked
that
on to the fine.
Tell you about yes.
Hey, well, no, they can't do that.
You get pulled over for speeding in Wisconsin. Your average speeding ticket is going to cost you $350.
Okay, but
the citation is $54.
But the citation lists all that, right?
No, it does not.
Well, then
you have to ask for an itemized receipt when you pay it to find this out.
If I get a ticket,
Aaron, the roads are really bad today, and you're driving a big rig and talking on the phone. Just take it easy, all right?
I'm on a hands-free headset.
Okay.
Do not try this at home, children. We are professional.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for the call, Aaron. Thank you very much. But see, I thought he was that confuses me. If I get a citation and it says, you, sir, are charged with doing 9 miles an hour over the speed limit, you're doing 64 and a 55, and your fine is $100, that I'm going to pay the $100. If it's not listed on the citation of what these additional charges are, good luck getting it from me without a fight. Let's go to, I don't know who you are. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hey, this is Aaron in Stevens Point.
Hey, Aaron in Stevens Point. How you doing?
Good. Hey, regarding the cell phone issue, police officers, when they pull people over on the side of the road, they have emergency lights. And part of that is to alert you when they're behind you so you pull over safely. But the other half of that is for them while they're parked over on the side of the road so that we don't hit them as we're coming up on them. So let's say that they pass a law where you cannot use your cell phone and you must pull over. Well, all of a sudden, if everybody follows the law, because we know that the vast majority of people do have cell phones, you have 100, 1,000 vehicles pulled over on the highway, on the 55-mile-an-hour highways and on small-town roads so people can make phone calls. That seems like a huge road hazard compared to a few people inattentively driving while they're talking.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, because the fact of the matter is, in our society, you're not going to stop the mobile communication. We're not going to get out on the road and not have some form of communication. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah, you'll have somebody that'll pull off to the side of the road, and, yeah, that could end up causing quite an interesting road hazard. Very, very good point, Aaron. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. One last one before we break for the bottom of the hour. Larry, I believe you're up. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Larry from Stevens Point, a longtime truck driver, got close to a million miles, and spent a lot of them miles on the road, cross country, yakking on a cell phone, yakking on a CB radio for years, and never had an accident. Now, been hearing this whole thing for years about the accidents and cell phones. But when you're a truck driver driving commercially, your primary purpose to be there is to drive that truck.
Right.
Everything else is secondary.
Right.
If you get a phone call, if you're in the middle of traffic, whatever, you don't take it. You put the phone down, you put the CB mic down, and the same thing applies in a car. And I think that's the problem, is people put driving secondary to what they're doing.
I don't know how you
fix that problem. Being on the road, I've seen people with a newspaper on a steering wheel in traffic in Chicago.
Yeah, I've been behind somebody reading a book while they were driving down the highway.
Sure, and how do you fix that?
I remove all the warning labels and let Darwinism take its course. I don't know.
I think you believed in Darwinism.
It's a joke, Tom.
Oh,
relax.
Okay. All right.
Okay? I I will say this. I just said I will not obey a thing that says not to use your cell phone, but I have common sense. If I'm in real heavy traffic and there's a lot going on, I know that I need to put the phone down and pay more attention to the traffic. But if I'm driving, like between here and Stevens Point, if I'm just tooling down the highway and it's open road or something like that, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. Thank you very much.
I am too. I'm also paying attention to the road.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because you are capable of doing that. Thank you very much for calling. And we will get more of your phone calls when we come back. We got a break for the news, the traffic, the weather, all of the other tasty things that you tune in for. We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.